And as this year comes to an end, thank you, many people are scrambling to use or lose their vacation days, which is forcing employers to adapt. Some companies, like Bank of America, are changing policies and allowing vacation days to roll over into next year. Others are encouraging employees to take time off by offering more vacation days next year. So how has the pandemic changed how we take paid vacation, if we're lucky enough to have it? Robin Farzad has been looking into this. He's host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Hi, Robin.
Good day. You should know I just popped a Tums, incidentally.
Don't hoard.
I have existential reflux, but go ahead.
Okay. Well, we've got everything, including this year with the pandemic. Fewer people took vacation to travel, another reason why we're popping Tums. I mentioned Bank of America, but what are other companies doing to address that?
Pretty much every HR manager has been on this steep learning curve, not just in 2020, but really going into the reopening. The rollover of unused days, at least into the first quarter, has been a common response. The problem is, Robin, are you going to have a flood of employees simultaneously putting in for badly needed vacation all at the same time? Can you afford to let a burnt out team take a vacation in a block? Other companies are tacking on days to future vacation years. And yet others, you know, on the flip side, they've asked their workers to forgive these days in the interest of avoiding layoffs or even further furloughs.
Well, let's just touch on that, because many people may feel pressure to not take vacation. And you're saying some are even, you know, being asked.
Yeah, I mean, when it's put in stark terms, like, you know, we can amortize your misery over a year, or we could have layoffs and you're going to see some of your colleagues leave and you're going to have this anvil hanging over your head. It further kind of entrenches this idea of the vacation not really being your property. It's something that's fungible and your employer can take back.
Yeah, well, we know that California and Montana have laws around vacation time. So what protections are offered there?
Yeah, there are a handful of states that formalize the view that vacation days are the property of the employee. So it makes it far more difficult for employers to assert, for example, use it or lose it, or strict rollover. Of course, that can make companies more skittish of hiring people full on with full benefits if they know that it's not just easy to move vacation around or take it back.
Yeah. The U.S. Travel Association reported that in 2018, so this is before the pandemic, Americans left 768 million vacation days unused. This, you know, why is that?
You know, we all joke about the French and their vacation time, or Spaniards and siesta. But in the same breath, Robin, I mean, you know that person bragging about how much vacation she hasn't taken over so many years, like how many millions of frequent flyer miles accumulated from traveling the globe for work. What's the point if you don't take it? Is relaxation or balance optional? There's something culturally about the United States workforce and work ethic that you kind of wear as this badge of honor that you don't take vacation. I think a lot of people are going to rethink that, to the extent that they were homebound this year and yet they worked more and they're burnt out more than they have been in memory.
Yeah. Look, that person may be thinking, but this is so important to bring people the news. Oh, wait, that's me. That's Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Robin, I want to take a second to say Happy New Year to you. We so appreciate you and have appreciated
And I so appreciate you guys. Thank you for everything, and looking forward to 2021.